All right, this is your man, Sir Earl, coming at you, episode number 99 of It's My World podcast. Today is Friday, January 29th. I'm going into today. I'm trying to get back to putting this up on Fridays. I just had a little time today. I've got a lot going on this weekend, which is one of the subjects that I am going to talk about today. I just have a couple other things that I wanted to mention first. So the topic will be based on hard work. A lot of people think they work hard, but I'm finding that a lot of them don't, or at least that's my opinion, which really don't matter. The first thing that I wanted to address was what happened to all you people who thought Green Bay was going to beat Tampa Bay and Tom Brady. You know, everybody voted against him. He's the old man or whatever. But it's just one thing y'all have to remember. This man is the GOAT, okay? He's the greatest that ever did it. He was doubted in high school. He was doubted in college. In the draft, he was one of the last people picked, the seventh or eighth quarterback picked. And here's a man sitting with six Super Bowl rings. Most people never even get one. And he has six. He leaves New England and goes to another team that didn't even make the playoffs last year. And everybody doubted his ability. But here we are again with him in the Super Bowl. And although what people don't realize is a team sport. So Tom Brady cannot win or lose a game for you. But the difference, and you can ask the, you know, list of interviews the coaches did or the other players from Tampa Bay have did. The difference in them from last year to this year is the leadership of Tom Brady. Tom Brady is known to have a work ethic that's second to none, just like, I mean, a lot of other great players. You look at Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant. You look at these people and they have this just insatiable work ethic. And I am a firm believer that that he who works the hardest is the one that will rise to the top every time. And they say Tom Brady has a work ethic just second to none. So shout out to all the idiots that voted against him and continue to think that he won't win the Super Bowl. Me personally, I think he's going to win the Super Bowl. You know, when he played Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers was trying to beat Tom Brady. Tom Brady was trying to make history. It's two different goals. You know, so that I know for sure. So I definitely would never bet against him. So that's one thing. It's the football game with Tampa and Green Bay. A lot of people doubted the success of Tom Brady. And I'm just sitting back cracking up. My ex-wife was one of them. So I'm just sitting back cracking up and saying, you know, why would you doubt the GOAT? You know, the man, the greatest that ever did it. Why would you ever question his ability to win a game, a big game? That's what he does. That's what he's known for. He's been doing it his whole career. Okay, so that's one thing. The second thing I wanted to mention before I started the podcast is why is it, okay, let me put this scenario together and then I'll find out if it's just me or do a lot of other people go through it. You're sitting around with your significant other, guy and a girl and a girl, however you do it. Nowadays, you just call a significant other. You say, well, I'm hungry. What do you want to eat? And she says, it really don't matter. You know, whatever you're eating, I mean, okay. So you say, okay, fine. Let's run over here to Wendy's and grab something. That's an example. I hate Wendy's, but let's just use it as an example. I really don't want Wendy's. But Dan, you just said anything that I mean you want to eat. Why is it that women can't make up their mind on what they want to eat? You know, it's just like, you know, I've grown long enough. Me and Chia has been together for 18 years, and I've grown to the point that I've learned. It's just, I let her make up her mind what she wants to eat, and I'll just eat wherever she goes, even though I have a very limited amount of stuff what I eat. Guys hate going to two, three different restaurants to pick up food. They rather go to one and eat something that they partially want to eat than to make two trips or anything like that. So I have learned to just let her make up her mind what she wants to eat and grab what I want to eat along the way or something like that. So that's the thing. It's like, and then why is it that when you get your food, your food looks better than her food, and she wants to eat off your plate? And it's like, wait a minute. When we were ordering this, we went to breakfast the other day, and I ordered chicken and waffles. And I guess the chicken and waffles look so great. I said, hey, why don't you order chicken? I don't want no chicken and waffles, you know. But then you eat up half my plate because you're talking about, man, yours just looks so good. Well, yours could have looked that good too if you'd ordered it, you know what I mean? But that's just kind of that. And why the hell do y'all have so many pair of shoes? A guy at best might have three pair of shoes. Women, if they got under 100, they're feeling bad, you know. They ain't got enough to go with enough. So shoes and food is it just I don't understand it. You know, give me some help, fella. Just drop me an email or something. Just let me know. You know, do you go through it like I go through it? All right. So what I'm gonna do today, I'm gonna cover this topic, and this topic is about hard work. I talk to a lot of people, and they think and they swear they're working hard. And that's, you know, your opinion. If you think you're working hard. But one thing that I found out is that in order to become successful, in order to be a great at what you do or be significant at what you do, you must put in more work or better work than your competition, okay? And with me being in business, you know, being an owner, being my own boss, to me, everybody's my competition. And I mean, it's not a direct science where, go, you know, it depends on what you're measuring it by. But you can't go into people's place. Oh, how hard you work? Let me see your book. Let's compare. You don't do that. You can't do that. What I do is that I know certain things. First and foremost, I'm in the world of fitness, okay? There's nobody in the world of fitness. There's no human being, male or female, that doesn't want to be in better shape. I've learned, I've been in this profession for 30 years. There's no one that wants, that does not strive to achieve better shape. And I've been around some of the greatest bodybuilders of all time. And these guys have perfect physiques, and they're still looking at their physiques, wanting to get better. The average person, they definitely wants to get better. So in that category, you have a lot of people beat. My days, I wake up at 5 o'clock. I post from 5 to almost 7 o'clock. I have 12 different platforms that I post on every day, 7 days a week. I don't take a day off. I know a lot of people. I've never seen anybody that does that of that kind of volume, of that kind of consistency. So I know I'm getting you there. Trainers, business people, whatever. Social media attention. It's the new norm. So anyone that draws, that gives me that voice, I've met a lot of people. I've got a lot of comments. I get a lot of emails. And my name, as far as what I do, is so widespread because it's constantly being posted. And I use a lot of motivation. Some people use stupid shit on Facebook. Anything I put up is always going to be a positive statement, and it's always going to be a motivating statement. So the first thing that I do, I know if you're getting up at 5 o'clock, you're not posting on 12 platforms. I already know that. So you know, I do my prayer. I do my meditation. I do my posting. I'll get up. I'll do my cardio. I'll drink a protein shake. I'll eat breakfast, which I eat 7 meals a day. I keep a journal. And that's another thing a lot of people don't do. I can't remember what I did yesterday, let alone a month ago. So I keep a journal, and in that journal, I put down all my disciplines, meditation, prayer, reading. I read every day. You know, whether it be business, whether it be biographies, well, no matter what it is, I try to always make sure I put a significant amount of time into reading, because that's the way to keep my brain active. So, you know, meditating 3 times a day, reading, you know, for at least a half hour a day, posting every day, doing all those things, I know, a lot of people are not doing that, because I know a lot of people that are in business that you ask, hey, do you do this, this, and this? No, I don't do that. Some people don't think it take all that, and that's fine. What works, you know, but it's the reason that people run into limitations. It's because they're never constantly moving forward, constantly waking up every day with a purpose, constantly pursuing their God-given purpose. They don't, half of them don't even know what it is. Everybody in business ain't in business, should be in business. So, you know, and that's all those things are before I even come to work. You know, I get to work, I train clients. I get here about 9:30, 10 o'clock. I train clients all the way up until about 2. Then I work out. And then I train clients again from 3 to about 8 o'clock at night. Then I go home, I eat. I get on the computer because I have several other businesses that I run that are online businesses. So I have an office set up at home as well as at my business. So I get back on and then I run that aspect of my business, which is selling things online, supplements, clothing. I do a lot of motivational speaking. I used to before the pandemic hit. So I, you know, check that, do a lot of bookings, take payments. I have credit card machines and everything at my office at home, so I'm able to do that. So what I try to do is constantly keep moving forward every day. I've been in this business for about 30 years. I've been in the fitness business a little over 30 years. And if I've advised, let's say 20 people on what it takes to be successful, they'll come to you and, hey, I want to open up a studio, I want to do these things. Out of 20 people that I've helped, probably 19 of them are out of business already. And I have absolutely, positively no special talents, no anything. I didn't go to high school. I didn't go to college. My highest grade completed was 8th grade. I just work, man. I just 24/7, I work. Even when I'm asleep, I'm listening to subconscious music. Which listening to subconscious music while you sleep is a way of stimulating brain activity. Like people will always say, if you're in a coma, continue to talk to the person because your subconscious can hear it and it feeds your conscious mind. So 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. I don't let anything interfere with my process to be the best at what I do. I don't take vacations, never understood them. I don't take days off. Everything that you do is some form of work. You know, so when people tell me, I look at what you know, I'm chilling watching TV. Okay, that's a time that you could be watching, you know, a news channel or a documentary or something like that that's constantly feeding your brain. You never know when you're going to get and use this information. So when I hear people say they work hard, might mean, okay, I get up, work, train people, then I go home. No, I prepare my mind for mental stimulation, positive mental stimulation, every day, all day. The first thing I do before I step out the house is, it's two things I will never step out the house without doing, and that's preparing my mind and eating my breakfast and drinking my protein shake in the morning, having my first two meals in. People, oh, I overslept. I got up late. I had to run out. That's what they make alarm clocks for. So it never happens. I wake up at 5 with or without an alarm clock. I do everything that I need to do. And this is 7 days a week. This is even on Sundays. So there's no days off. It's 24/7 for me. So when I see a guy that works 6 days and he's handling his business from, you know, 7 o'clock to 5 o'clock, you know, oh, I work hard. Well, yeah, you do, for you. Hamsters running on a wheel is working hard, but he ain't going nowhere. So, you know, is your work consistent to forward moving progress? Constantly staying ahead of the curve. I've owned my studio for 25 years. I run into a lot of people. They've had their studio 5 years, 6 years. That means I'm 20 years ahead of you. And I try to keep my thoughts and my actions and things that I do and things that I learn. And you're only going to learn by research, reading, listening, I constantly try to stay ahead, whereas I can never be caught. If you start doing a podcast and posting and all those things, if you started doing it now, right now, today, I'm still 5 years ahead of you because I've been doing it that long. So, you know, that to me is a huge difference between working hard and hard as work. I try to do hard as work. I don't have, my life is my business. And anyone that knows me will tell you that. I don't do functions. I don't do anything except work one way or another, whether it be at the club, whether it be buying things for the club, whether it's research, whether it's thinking, some form of forward progress is I'm always doing every day 24/7. So will they get me where I'm trying to go? Well, we'll find out. I think it gives me a better chance than sitting down watching the fucking Kardashians. I think it gives me a better shot at it. So we'll see. It's helped me out so far. I've been doing this 30 years. It's been a part of my life, most of my life, and it's worked so far. So until next week, you know, that's kind of what was on my mind. It's just, you know, I want to see more people dreaming, more people working hard, more people pursuing, taking steps towards your goals, whatever that might be. This happens to be mine. I'm not saying it needs to be yours. I'm saying that we need to start working hard and dreaming again. It seems to be a lost art. So that would be what I want to see society do as a whole. It's a lot out there. It, you know, you just got to go get it. So until next week, this is your man, Sir Earl. Checking out about It's My World One podcast at podbean.com. So, you know, this is the 99th edition. We are not doing any 100th celebration because I don't think that's that big of a deal. But I will be having my 100th episode next week because I post every week. And until that time, you know, let's work hard. Let's start dreaming again. And let's start trying to pursue our dreams. No matter what those dreams are, they got to be important to you. So this is your man, Sir Earl, checking out. Peace out.